At 4:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. While the new SEPTA bus route changes start August 23rd, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports officials at the Transit Authority say they aren't set in stone.
SEPTA Scott Sauer says the bus route changes serve a dual purpose, to make things better for riders and to show Harrisburg and other funders the transit agency is doing its best to maximize efficiency.
We can make changes, good changes, that serve our ridership, make us leaner and more efficient, and at the same time meet the needs, the growing needs of the region.
Sauer says the four-phase plan will work for people with minimal inconvenience.
Does that mean there won't ever be changes again? No, of course not. We're going to make changes where we see fit. But this is the first wholesale change or reimagining, if you will, of our bus network in our existence. And I think it was well needed.
Under the current blueprint, some routes will be cut while others have been combined. Some routes will now run more often to handle a larger load. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Local financial advisors say they're beginning to see signs of the great wealth transfer, a historic wave of assets passing from baby boomers to their kids. It comes as their industry undergoes a number of changes, like big banks offering more financial planning services. Celeste Ravelli is a vice president at Fidelity Investments in Philadelphia.
How do you manage through a life event, not just the numbers, but also, you know, the feelings involved and the complexities of family dynamics? Like, that's where advice is starting to broaden into more of this, like, holistic relationship and service versus just point-in-time transaction.
Estimates vary on the size of the wealth transfer, with studies saying the total worth could be between $36 and $105 trillion, with a T, dollars, over two decades. Mostly sunny skies out there on this Monday afternoon. Right now, 85 in Center City, Philadelphia. We're expecting those fairly clear conditions to last for the next few hours. Then, once we get into the night, some clouds move in, chance for some storms and precipitation moving through. Cloudy overnight with temperatures getting down into the mid-70s.